coming to you live from, well, the center of action on the KZN North Coast, arguably the most exciting place in the country right now, Zimbali Lakes Resort, where this summer we're imagining a lifestyle. And while there are aspects of this resort development that are in that very early imagining phase, there is a really big slice of the lifestyle that is here, that is playable. And I'm talking about the Ernie Els signature golf course. The two gentlemen on the green couch with me today know this course like the back of their hands. And I'm really excited to be diving into a special conversation with both of them, welcoming back to the microphone, Tinus Roslie. Am I pronouncing the surname correctly?
Yeah, Roslie, yeah.
Roslie, not Roslie.
Yeah, not Roslie, yeah. But no, all good. Thanks for having me again, Mark.
Great to have you on the golf management front to get a perspective. And you brought backup in the form of Sean Gerber, who is what lovely title can I introduce you by, Sean?
Golf course superintendent.
Superintendent. Putting the super in superintendent.
AKA the grass whisperer.
The grass whisperer.
That's what they say.
Guys, great to have you both on the couch. The course is looking absolutely stunning right now.
And it's looking great, eh?
As we head now into 2026, obviously, there's a whole bunch of exciting new announcements that have been coming out of the press room, the Zimbali Lakes Resort press room, but kind of the anchor that holds steady and that everything kind of revolves around is this jewel in the crown, this signature, Ernie Els signature golf course. Sean, you have been intimately involved with the development of this thing kind of from like day one, right? From what, like 2.5 years back when there was no playable green anywhere in sight? It was sugar cane and dirt, right?
Yeah, there was some holes were still sugar cane when I arrived and they were not sculpted yet. So it's been interesting and nice seeing this place get to where it is now. It's been a long journey, 2.5 years. So it's nice seeing this little, you can say it like a baby, just being sculpted, and each time seeing it just pushing and getting it into this beautiful golf course, what it is today. But it's been hard work, and like I said, it's been a long team effort. It's not just one person, it's a whole team, and the vision that they've had, and to get it to where it is, it's actually nice and fun to be a part of.
It's come through such an interesting development cycle and has arrived now in such a stunningly playable state. It must be hugely rewarding for you to be witnessing happy golfers playing and saying, wow. It's firstly, from a design point of view, it's an incredibly exciting course to play. But the condition of the green, the bent grass green, and the angles of attack, and the tee boxes, the way it's all coming together, and it's only getting better, right? I mean, with each settling in month, with each round of golf, it seems to just mature. Am I right?
For sure. No, definitely. I mean, definitely. I mean, Sean can touch a little bit more on what he goes through every morning to get this thing as pristine as it is. But yeah, I mean, I just know from the back end what effort these guys go into. I mean, they start 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning to make sure and ensure that the guys that's playing here gets the best possible greens, tee boxes, mowed fairways, all of that. So like you said, it is definitely a team effort. You can touch a little bit more what they go through in the mornings to get this to where it is.
Talk me through the routine, because there's a huge amount that folks don't get to witness, don't get to sort of understand. But long before that first four ball,
all the behind the scenes that people don't really see. It's interesting. Yeah, no, there's a lot of that goes into a golf course. It's not just going there, hitting a ball, and like I say, it's a team effort. We've taken mostly local staff here. I think out of the 29, I think 27 are all local staff, which we took from construction, which knew nothing. So we've identified each guy's personality and which area he best suits, and they're still learning, and we training them and seeing which job description fits them.
So there's a really hands-on upskilling process that's happening.
Definitely. We believe just to find local and also upskill these people so they also get a part of it and also learn and provide for their families and have a long journey to help them to achieve something and be part of the KZN dream and help them also get something.
the seeds have been planted, they've been watered, the sun has done its thing, and now the careful hands are tending the green, and those hands are being upskilled in really meaningful ways. That's a success story in itself that deserves to be celebrated.
Definitely. I mean, the great thing about Sean's team is, I think he's got, I'll stand to be corrected, 10, 11 ladies in your team of the 29, which is magnificent to see. And I mean, it's not just pulling out weeds or whatever the case is. They actually operate this. They're cutting fairways, cutting greens. So, I mean, it's great to see the women being a part of this manual labor, if I can use that word. It's incredible.
Making sure that the golf course lives up to the legend of the Ernie Els, what would you call it, the brand that is Ernie Els. This, by all accounts, has been a really, really successful addition to the Ernie Els portfolio.
Everybody's just enjoying this golf course so much, and every time they come back, there's something new that we offer. We'll speak about it now with the clubhouse that's opening in April, which is a very, very exciting project that we're busy with. So, but yeah, coming back to Sean and his team, I mean, it's like he mentioned, it's the team effort, and luckily we work well together. So it's always discussions. Can we do this? Can we do that? What do we need extra to enhance the experience for the golfers and so forth? So that's quite important, to have a good relationship with your superintendent and vice versa.
That relationship is critical
for sure.
To a successful golfing operation.
It has to be. Because if we work against each other, the stuff is just not going to happen the way it should.
And it's a nice relationship. So it's fun. It's nice to go to him in the morning and we can discuss something, if something's serious or not serious. And we find a solution, because it's a job. So, and it's a lifestyle. So we need to work in order to get this thing the best as it can be.
Yeah. And always just improving it for our golfers and members and residents. And I mean, that's why that's what they offered us. So, I mean, that's just, it's great to have that working relationship.
But for you guys, obviously it's more than just a job. There's a genuine passion for the lifestyle, for the game, for the art of golf. And the course itself is a kind of an artwork. It's a sculpture, a playable, evolving, living thing. Where you're based now on the KZN North Coast, what are the challenges that one has to contend with when it comes to maintaining a gorgeous, playable, signature golf course?
High heat, high salt content, and the weather here is very temperate. We'll have like 4 or 5 different seasons in one day, which is a challenge sometimes. So no, but like I say, we're learning. The course is still new. It's only been a year. So we're adapting and learning and changing as we go and finding ways to get the course in a better condition. It'll never be perfect. And I'm very critical. So I like pushing it even more and trying finding ways where I can get that little bit greener or a little bit neater or a little bit this. It's just in.
Just always improving.
Just trying to always improve.
Yeah. I suppose that relentless pursuit is what makes a good superintendent. And when it comes to the turf that you're actually dealing with here, this is the canvas that you're painting on. I know in the early stages of the golf course development, there was quite a bit of excitement around the nature of the grass. There's a bent grass green, which for this part of the world was quite an exciting, special, playable element.
I think Sean can say how difficult it was to grow in this 777 bent grass green. Everybody thought he was mad when he took on this project.
Really? But
yeah, I mean, he did it.
So they were seeded in the hottest time possible. So
is that advisable, or is that
no? That's like non. I don't think anybody in KZN has ever done it. So that's the first, and I must say it wasn't easy.
Were there some sleepless nights for you? You thought, oh my!
I think there was more than sleepless nights. But like I say, with a good, strong team, we were willing to take the challenge on, and we succeeded. Like, there's no space for failure. We need to push. And if I look back now, it's achievement that I can be proud of, and my team.
No, and definitely.
It,
a year down the line, you've almost fully recovered from the stress of this.
Almost. Yeah, almost. I think in golf, in a golf course, it's always sleepless nights. It's always stress.
He actually had a full head of hair when he arrived here.
When I started, yeah.
It was a 777 bent.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. But like I said, the golf course is one part of Zimbali. And we're trying to push it to be one of the best that we can in KZN. And it's one part of Zimbali Lakes. And each, it's like a puzzle. They all come together. Tinus is the clubhouse, and it's nice to see everything coming together. The golf course was initially the first, and it's nice seeing as it develops and grows that each entity, and like the marina I hear now, that's been launched. That's amazing to hear. It's just bringing something different to KZN and to Zimbali Lakes. It's just...
And just stepping up the game. Every single year, there's something new launching, and probably for the next 10, 15 years.
It's nice to be a part of.
That's the exciting part. That's the exciting part.
And for golf lovers on the KZN coastline, or fact, nationally, looking for a destination to come and play, to come and plug into the lifestyle.
Place to be. 100%.
And the fact that, you know, when it was announced, it was the only new major golfing development in this KZN coastal bubble. There was so much excitement. It's lived up. In fact, it's exceeded, I think, initial expectations. And something that we have to touch on is the clubhouse.
I mean, that's such an exciting next chapter for us. I mean, that's going to be the hub of the estate. It's going to take the experience, the everything that we've got to offer at Zimbali Lakes just to the next level. I mean, we're opening it on the 21st of April, so we'll release the date soon. But yeah, that's the inside scoop, the 21st of April. I mean, it's boosting a 172-seater restaurant, a fully equipped gym, golf simulators, 25-meter swimming pool, golf shops. I mean, and the views from there is just insane. And you can see the 14th, the 10th, the 9th, the 15th, the 8th, everything from that clubhouse. So it's going to be unreal. Unreal.
What an exciting addition to the already impressive offering.
Yeah, correct.
And it just makes this dream, the Zimbali Lakes Resort vision, all the more exciting. I mean, the theme for this summer has been imagine life at Zimbali Lakes. Well, you know, you don't do a lot of imagining when you're standing on the course. It's there.
No, exactly. It's there. I mean, you can see everything. And yeah, like I say, that's just going to be the center point of Zimbali Lakes.
We'll definitely be having another podcast before that special April opening
definitely.
Date. We're going to be keeping our eyes on the green, and we'll know that it's because of the hard work, the teamwork in the background, that it's looking so good.
All about the teamwork.
Hey, well, whatever you're doing, guys, keep doing it. You're doing it so well.
Thank you.
And we will definitely be having a follow-up chat on the green couch here, Zimbali Lakes Unplugged. And if you haven't liked and followed the podcast, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get your finger on the button and get your feet down to Zimbali Lakes Resort, because it's looking green, it's looking gorgeous, and it's waiting for you. Imagine. My special guests, Dennis and Sean.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Till next time, guys.
Definitely. Thanks.